glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
We invite you to share in our meditation through the message in word and in song. Today our attention will be on the cross of Jesus. We are once again at the annual anniversary date of the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. So naturally, we are drawn to think about the Lord's suffering and His death. Our mission is to share the message of Christ's love and the love of God to the world. Demonstrated upon Calvary is amazing love. By our songs and thoughts, we hope to share with you the unfailing, unconditional love and grace of God.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was spent.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost.
And when time surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to that old rugged cross. I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today, for He changed me completely. A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the cross, the rugged cross, and exchange it someday.
Every Sunday, as believers in Christ, as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come together to praise His holy name. We honor Him as the Son of God, born into this world to live a sinless life and to die for our sins upon Calvary. We gather around the memorial supper to break the bread, which represents His broken body, and to drink of the cup, which reminds us of His shed blood. Jesus instructed His disciples to keep this memorial in remembrance of Him. Since the first century, His followers have set a time on the first day of the week to commune with one another and with our Lord. And so today, once more, Jesus will be lifted up by our faith as the crucified one, and His death will not be in vain. The faith that brings us to His table will continue to be proclaimed to the world. Before we can truly celebrate the resurrection of Christ, we must acknowledge the cross. To acknowledge its purpose is to confess our need for salvation. The Bible says, "All have sinned, and the wages of sin is death." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And Jesus declared his cross to be the means through which God and man could be joined together in eternity. Through his sacrifice of dying for the ungodly, and through him, all of the precious and magnificent promises of God can now be ours. The cross of Christ has purpose and meaning only in and through the faith that it is the only sacrifice that is accepted by God to forgive us our sins. May we see and know and believe this today.
I love you.
Lord willing, next Sunday, Christians around the world will celebrate the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave. We will declare our faith in Jesus as the risen Lord. We will sing about serving a risen Savior. We will say, Christ is risen from the dead. Our hope in our own resurrection is founded upon this truth. We believe and trust in the promise of God. He raised Jesus from the grave, and so we too will be raised to immortality. Do you share this faith with us? Are you living in hope of being raised to eternal life to spend eternity with God in heaven? If not, we want you to see Jesus today, the Savior who went to the cross to pay our debt of sin. And we share his invitation for you to come to him, learn from him, and accept him as your Lord and Savior. He calls us into a new life. That life is a life of faith. We invite you to see Jesus, to know him, to know the cleansing power of his precious blood that was spilt upon the cross of Calvary. Jesus died for us all. To claim the most precious of all gifts, we must respond through faith and in obedience, making him Lord of our lives.
More than anything, more than anything, I love you, Jesus, more than anything, more than anything.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.